Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And, man, we got a great show ahead of us today, talking about how you can make money inside of real estate investing. And it's a great opportunity for you to get involved in real estate. You know, so many people out there focus on mutual funds and stocks, which I'm not opposed to. However, I do think that real estate is the best option for you in your investing world, as it is a hard asset. And so I want to talk to you today about how you can make some money inside of real estate investing. I was just at an event out in Fort Lauderdale, and at the event they were talking about, they actually brought up two different sort of famous, I'll say, financial people, and one was Dave Ramsey and one was Suze Orman. And both those people have made millions of dollars teaching people how to save money. And at the end of the day, saving money is not the way to create wealth. Saving money is the way to pay off your debt, and saving money is a way to put a little bit of money in the bank, but saving money is not how you create wealth. Creating wealth is when you use money to create wealth. And it's funny because I look at wealth building. I look at it as when I use my money to buy an asset and I send my money out. It's like I feel like I'm sending out an employee or a 1099 contractor that works for me, right? Because most Americans, you have your own personal job, right? And that's where your money comes in from. You wake up at a certain time. You leave for work at 8 a.m., you're there by 9, you work from 9 to 5, 9 to 6, whatever it is, and you go home, you're home by 6:30, and you eat dinner, watch some TV, et cetera, and then go to bed. And your income is based off of you working, and that's the only basic income that you have. And I love looking at money almost like looking at it as workers for me or employees for me. And so I know that if I invest X amount of dollars over here, it's like I've duplicated myself, right? And so here I have one job that I'm working. If I was giving an example in your shoes, so you have this one job that you're working and you're out there and you're making the money and you're paying your bills, and then you take that money that you saved and you take that money and invest it out, and now you basically have duplicated yourself. You have sent out an employee on your behalf to work for you and bring home money for you. And then when I have enough money, I went out and did it again. And I hired or duplicated myself again, or in theory, hired like another employee and went out and I bought an asset. And now I had two employees or 1099 contractors out there working for me. And again, those are not real people. Those are that's just cash that I have. But it's the best way I know to give you the analogy, because right now the way that you feel is that you go out, you make money, and then you come home and you bring money home. And so by taking your money and sending it out as though if it was you or if it was someone you had hired, they go out and work. And at the end of the week, instead of them getting the paycheck, you receive that paycheck. And I began to like this very, very much. As I was young, and I realized that every time I bought a house, it was like I just got a pay raise. And every time I bought a new rental property, it was just like, hey, I just got a pay raise, and I'm not really doing that much more different than I was previously. And so that's how I got into real estate. And man, I it's like, you know, it becomes, you know, as a guy, maybe some of the guys are listening, you can relate to this, but it's almost like collecting baseball cards. And I don't know if you remember collecting baseball cards as a little kid, and I used to bring them to school all the time and had the different notebooks, and certain cards went in certain notebooks, and you know, we'd all get to school earlier during recess and we would trade, and I'll give you this card for this. And you were collecting these baseball cards, right, constantly. You would save up your little bit of money you had. I remember there was a gas station over near where we lived, and it was on the way to school, and it was a $1.19, I think it was, for a pack of baseball cards. And I mean, I would save every $1.19 I got. I would go in that store and buy one pack of baseball cards. And it was amazing how fast I could come up with the $1.19, you know, when I was in sixth grade. because I knew I could get a pack of baseball cards. And I think that's where I got a lot of the investing ideas from, because I took my money, I put it into baseball cards, and I was going to see what I got out of that set of cards. And then when I got those cards, I would take my best cards, sort of put the other ones aside, take my best cards or my best assets, put them in my notebook, take those to school, and see if I could get something better for what I had. And I was always sort of playing that game of collecting and getting the baseball cards, et cetera. I remember one time I was in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade, and a kid that lived sort of out in what I'll call the country area of town. He came to school that morning, bought a pack of cards that morning from an old country gas station. I mean, it was an old, beat up, run down, one pump in gas station, you know, dusty pack of baseball cards. And it was actually an old set of baseball cards. The cards came from 1992 at the time, or somewhere right around there, early 90s, late 80s maybe. And they had just had them left over from all, you know, it was a decade later or so, and they just had the cards left over or whatever. And so he picks up this pack of baseball cards, comes to school, and he gets about a $500 Cal Ripken Jr. Autographed baseball card. And it was probably the nicest card I'd ever seen. And my immediate negotiation skills and I must have that and let's figure out how we're going to do a deal kicked in. And I mean, they kicked in fast. And every kid in school was trying to get that baseball card from him. Everybody in school wanted the baseball card, and myself included. And I remember how those negotiation skills, I guess I just sort of naturally had, kicked in. And I was offering this, and I was putting a package together, and I was sweetening the deal, and I'm going to do this, and I'll give you this, and plus it's going to include this. And eventually I got this baseball card from him. And I ended up giving him literally, I went with quantity in that negotiation, remember, meaning that I gave him a quantity of amount of baseball cards, and he was giving me a quality card, basically. And I mixed it up, and I gave him baseball cards, football cards. I had some sort of like Marvel cards that I could care less about, even how I got those cards. I didn't care about those. And so I put this whole package together, and I gave him like a collector 10K set that had some stuff in, and put this whole thing together and got it. And so I got this card. Man, I was so freaking happy I had this baseball card. Went home, and I, of course, gave him all the stuff that I had promised him. He gave me the card. We switched, and I went home. So, long story short, about 2 days later, I get a call from the principal. Principal comes in, and or I come into his office or whatever, and he's asking me about this baseball card. And he's like, "Hey, do you have this card?" I'm like, "Well, it's at my house." And they wanted to take my baseball card back. And I guess the boy's mom, he told his mom maybe, and she got all upset. And so she came into the school, told the principal. And now the principal wanted me to hand over the baseball card. And I remember I refused. I flat out refused. I mean, this was a solid official trade. I fulfilled every last detail of what I was giving him. He was happy with the trade. And then what happened was all the people that got upset they didn't get it, you know, convinced him that I had ripped this guy off. And the fact I didn't, I mean, he had tons of offers on the table, and he took my offer. And so now the principal wants my card back. I refused to give it back to him. They threatened to suspend me for a day of school. And I said, "Well, that's fine by me. I got an expensive baseball card, and I'm not going to give it to you." And still to this day, in my safety deposit box, I have a signed official Cal Ripken Jr. limited edition baseball card in my safety deposit box now. And all that to say is because that's how I take that same philosophy, I take that same concept, same mindset, and applied it to real estate. I want to collect the best of the best, right? I want to collect as many cards and the best cards. And I had certain groups of cards that I was looking for. And that's how I sort of view real estate. There's certain assets that I'm looking for. There's certain houses that I want to own. There's certain houses in certain areas that I want to own. And I've created this portfolio of different things that I look for and where I look for them at, very, very similar to my baseball card. And the negotiation skills that I used negotiating when I got that baseball card, that kicked in, that tactic of this is the asset that I want. So what do I have that I can give up to get the asset that I want? And a lot of that goes back into real estate. And so I want to talk to you this day about sort of how I got started in real estate. What were some of my first steps? What was the journey that I took to begin real estate? Many of you know that I came from a background of absolutely middle class, blue collar. I had a great family, but you know we were not rich by any means whatsoever. Both of my parents were teachers at the time, and actually at a Christian school, and you know they probably made. I think I've heard him talk about in the past. I think my dad was like at $18,000 a year. My mom was around $14,000 or $15,000 a year. So, you know, their combined income was, you know, $35,000, $36,000 a year. And then my dad stayed over and coached after school. And that was, he didn't get paid for that either. And he coached a lot of the guys there in different sports, football and baseball and so forth. So I didn't come from a lot of money. I didn't come from a family that knew how to invest. I had zero experience. So the only house my parents had ever bought was a house they currently lived in. And that was it. And so they didn't know how to invest. They didn't know how to get creative with real estate. They had no money to give me. And so if you're sitting there today and that's sort of like, man, well, that's, you know, sounds like me. I mean, I don't have a trust fund sitting anywhere. And my parents or my friends don't really know how to invest. But I know that I could do this if I got the right opportunity. If that's you, perfect. Let's talk, because I want to show you how you get involved in real estate and how you can change your life and create a lot of wealth, create a lot of net worth, create a lot of assets as well. Sort of as we go through the series here. And again, it's funny because you're going to use so much of what you used growing up while you were in school, while you were playing sports. Real estate applies to so many of those. And I'm not talking about just males either. I know there's a lot of females that listen to our show, and I'm very thankful for that. But a lot of the same stuff that you grew up using, you'll use here. So right back, coming up after this little break here, we're going to come back, and I'm going to show you how I got started in real estate and how you can get started and make money today in real estate. The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. Before you went on the break there, we were talking about how to collect assets, basically, and how to, you know, sort of view it as baseball cards. And that's how I've always just sort of have done it. And just like I used to trade baseball cards, sort of a lot of those same principles I use right now inside of real estate. I want the best baseball cards, and I'm willing to trade up in value, trade up in net worth, trade up as much as I can to get the asset that I'm looking for. So I want to tell you a little bit about how I got started inside of real estate. I moved back. I got married and I moved back to Atlanta, Georgia. We lived out in California for a little bit. And so I moved back to Georgia. And as soon as I hit the ground, I went and bought my first house. And I'm not going to be able to tell the entire story of everything just today. But there's certain points I want to key off on. And this is one of them for the beginner investor. You see, when me and my wife, and it was ex-wife now, but wife then, but when me and her left California, made the decision to leave, that's where she was from, and we made the decision to leave to move to Atlanta, and I was going to start flipping houses. I made it a dogmatic, 100%, no doubt about it, fact that when I got to Atlanta, Georgia, I was headed to real estate, and I was going to go do a deal immediately. And it's important because most investors, I mean, I just spent a whole weekend with investors, and it's amazing to me because most investors just won't commit to it. They want to do it, you want to do it, And but at the end of the day, you just won't pull the trigger. You just can't do it. You know you can make money off of it. You see other people make money off of it. But there's always that thing, that fear or that nervousness, anxiousness that makes you not do the deal. And it faces everybody, myself included, anybody that's never done a deal, anybody that's getting in real estate that doesn't have, you know, someone to hold their hand, if you will, anybody. And even if you have a coach, I mean, you still go through the fear. It's your money. It's not their money that's getting, put up for risk. And so anybody that faces that, that goes through the experience of getting started in real estate, faces that fear. The only difference between me and you that are wanting to invest and you haven't pulled the trigger yet is I pulled the trigger. I made it an absolute bona fide fact that when I got to Atlanta, I'm getting into real estate. Did I know everything? Nope, I didn't. I didn't. And, you know, you don't know until 12 years later. And guess what? 12 years later and several hundreds of houses later, I still don't know everything about real estate. Real estate is always changing. It's always adapting. It's always growing. It's a moving object. And you always have to stay up to date until what's going on. So if I don't know everything 12 years later after hundreds and hundreds of transactions, every type of transaction, creative style you could think of, I definitely didn't know everything about real estate when I first got started. And neither will you. And that's the thing. Most people, you want to try to take in all this information, and you want to try to become this sponge and soak in all this information. But you can't. You're not going to learn everything about real estate. It just doesn't work that way. Get your education. And again, I mean, come on, guys. I am not sitting here saying don't get real estate education. That's not what I'm saying at all. I believe in real estate education. I want you to get educated. I think if you don't get educated, you're making a bigger mistake going out there and getting involved in real estate. Invest in your education 100%. Yes, absolutely. Should you hire a coach or a mentor? In my personal opinion, it is well worth the price as long as you get a legitimate mentor. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that throw money at some coaches or trainers, and it's not worth the money. You get involved with a good trainer that is currently investing, that knows how to vest, and also knows how to train you. It's one thing that, you know, you can't just go to another investor and say, hey, can you train me to be a real estate investor? And that's what everybody wants to do, right? You go to these different social forums and you see all this different stuff, and it's like, oh, well, just go ask, you know, a local investor to train you. Well, first of all, I don't know if a local investor wants to take the time to train me, because maybe he got trained, or maybe he learned the hard way. I don't know. And I know when people come to me and they want me to train them for free, I'm like, hey, man, I'm not being rude, but I spent 12 years of taking some serious kicks in the shins and some punches in the stomach inside of real estate, and had to learn a lot of lessons. And now you want me to take time out of my schedule and teach you how to do it for free? I mean, come on, that's not how life works in any arena. So if you're an investor, you think, oh, well, I'll just go ask someone to invest. First of all, again, if you ask successful investors, I don't know that many successful investors that are going to say, hey, yeah, I'll just take everything I know and share it with you for free. That makes a lot of sense to me. I personally don't know that. But number two, even if you could find someone that did that, I don't know if that person is actually qualified to teach you. And what I mean by that is, you can look at sports, right? And you see great players that are some of the greatest players of all time that can't transform into a coach, because playing and coaching are two different things. And doing real estate and teaching real estate are two different things. You may, as an investor, you may know how the process of an investment works, right? Because you've done it for so many years, you've done so many different deals, you know how the process works. So you're able to easily do the process. But for you to take that process that is in your head, right, and then to be able to transfer that knowledge, well, that's a different skill set. Just because you're an investor doesn't mean you're a trainer. Okay, so, you know, you're getting out there, and again, so I'm hitting this point because I fully believe in getting your real estate education. I don't ever want you to think that Andrew Cordell doesn't think you need to get educated in real estate. You do, for sure. However, you can only learn so much. Eventually, you're going to have to get up and go do a deal. And that's where I was when I left California. And I made it my point. I made it my mission. I told my family when I got down there. You know, they'd call me, hey, what are you going to do for work? I said, well, it's very simple. I'm going to go flip real estate. That's what I'm going to do. And they said, well, what's that? They didn't even know what it was, you know, when I started flipping real estate. But you have to make it a focal point. You have to say, on this date, I'm gonna start doing real estate. I'm gonna take from here until here and learn. And for those of you that want to take 5 years to do to learn, you're going down the wrong road. After this break, we're gonna come back. I'm gonna teach you how to make some real money in real estate investing on the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Show.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195 and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I was spending today with you talking about how I got started in real estate. It's a question I get asked a lot. And so I just wanted to sort of cover some of those basic points with you. There's no way I can cover it in a 35-minute, 45-minute show here today, but I wanted to at least get some of the process out there. And I just, for those of you who are just tuning in, I just left California, moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I wanted to get into real estate. I was 22 years old, and the first step that I did was I made it dogmatic that I was going to do real estate. I mean, I was hell-bent, come hell or high water, I was going to do a house. If I lose, I lose. If I win, then I win. If I learn, no matter what, though, I'm going to learn, basically, right? And sometimes in real estate, I mean, I don't want to come across like it's that risky of an investment, but when you first get going, you just can't learn everything. I mean, same thing with the stock. You can't learn everything in the world about the stock market before you make your first stock trade, okay? So there's going to be some risk involved in it. So I spent some time. I got educated before I went out and invest. I probably educated myself for somewhere between 6 to 12 months. I was reading books. I watched all the shows, and I say watch the shows. I'm going to be clear. I actually bought the DVDs from the show, ordered them back in that day. They had them shipped to me, and I would watch these shows and literally pause it all throughout the show and think about what happened. Why did that take place? What do these numbers mean right here? I mean, I broke it apart and I figured out, you know, how to do what I was looking for. And I got to Atlanta. I jumped on and started looking for properties. So step one is be dogmatic. Pick a date and say that's the one I'm going to start. You can't learn forever. Second of all, when I got out there, it's about networking. That's what real estate's about. At the end of the day, it's about networking. You're not going to do real estate from, you know, sitting in the downstairs basement of your house. That's not where real estate takes place at. Real estate takes place around real estate. And you got to get out there. You got to get involved. And so that's what I started to do. I had zero contacts, okay? So how many contacts do you have right now in real estate? Probably zero, right? If you've never done a deal yet, you probably got zero contacts in real estate. I had zero contacts in real estate. I had to get out there. I had to go find these contacts. I had to go find networking. And so I just began to attend different clubs, different meetings, any type of association that was happening, just like our NARI Association, National Association of Real Estate Investors, that I started, probably 10 years, 12 years after I started in investing. But I started reading everything I could get my hands on, and I started talking to different people, and I would ask, who's this? I found some newspaper one day, a real estate newspaper. I was online. I started Googling, you know, real estate magazines, real estate newspapers, whatever it was. I found a local newspaper for my area, and inside that newspaper, I flipped through every single page repeatedly. I read everything inside that because it was an Atlanta-based real estate newspaper, and I called so many different agents, because I had to find a property. I didn't know how to find a property, so I said, well, I must call an agent. And I went through agent after agent after agent after agent. And then in this magazine, I finally come across a real estate agent that helped me. And I want to tell you how he helped me find my house, how he helped me push me along through the process. Okay. So let me do this. I want to before I keep going here, talking about the very first deal that I've ever done, I want to take a moment and I want to talk to you about the book that I have. because, you know, the book that I wrote is built around people just like you. Meaning that when I was starting out in real estate, right, and I didn't know which way to go, if I had this book that I wrote, it would save me answer so many questions that I had. Because when you get in real estate, you have to understand there's all these different strategies, these different approaches, and people are going to come to you as you start networking, getting out there, and they're going to tell you this approach is better, this strategy is better, this strategy is better. You should do buy, fix, sell. You should do wholesale. You should do subject to, lease option, what assignments, whatever it is, right? You're going to hear all these different things, and everybody's going to tell you their opinion of what you should do. And I didn't know that when I got inside of real estate. I just thought real estate was real estate, right? There's not that much you can do with it. Well, that was wrong. I mean, there's like, you talk about 100 different ways to skin a cat. I mean, you can do real estate all kinds of different ways. And so I want you, I urge you to take the time. This is an Amazon best-selling book in for real estate. I am going to give it to you. The only thing you have to do is pay shipping and handling of $1.95. I'm not trying to come across as a salesman. This is information that if you're starting off, you're trying to figure out what do I do inside of real estate? How do I get started in real estate? This is the book for you. I go through 12 chapters and I explain 12 different strategies to you. Okay? So you're able to sit there, read a book, and figure out what strategy you like best. Because I can tell you something, you're not going to do all 12 at one time. It's not how it works. Those that try to do all 12 are the people that fail at real estate. It's not how it works, okay? So what's going to happen is you should read the book, figure out what strategy you like best, meaning what strategy fits you the best, and then you do that strategy, okay? So let me give you the number real quick. I'm going to keep talking. The number is 1-800-537-3440. That's 1-800-537-3440. Simply call in, tell me you want a free copy of my book, and you're going to pay the $1.95 shipping and handling. Take some time right now and call that 1-800-537-3440. Call and get my Amazon best-selling book, 12 Strategies of Real Estate Investing.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing, and I want to jump back into the story here. I was telling you about how I got started in real estate, and trying to give you some principles on how you can get started in real estate as well. So I left off in on the previous segment talking about how I found a real estate agent going through this newspaper. I found this real estate agent that would finally started showing me some properties. I went through probably about a dozen of them. And he showed me a property and over in a town called Roswell, Georgia, is where I did my very first buy, fix, and sell property at. And he showed me the property. And here's what's funny about it. As I was telling you earlier, you're not going to know everything about real estate investing before you get started. It's not how it works. You're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to ask questions as you go. And some of the things you're going to have to figure out as you go along. And now there's obviously better ways and processes in place now that you don't have to do it exactly how I did it. But when I got out there, I got to the property, and I liked the property, and I understood the numbers on the property as far as what it was worth and what I could buy it for. And I had a ballpark on the construction. I'm not a contractor. I've never done contracting work, but I had studied enough about it that I had a pretty good idea, a good number in my head about how much it was going to cost. And but I had no idea how to fund the property. I had no idea how it was a $225,000 property. I did not have $225,000. That was for sure. And I had no idea how to buy the property. Except for I just started asking questions. I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, look, you're going to have to get out there. You got to figure out how you get involved inside of real estate. So I just started asking questions. And I said, okay, the agent was there. And I said, hey, I like this property. And, you know, I sort of gave him a little, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to buy this. You know, I got a little bit of this and I got some money over here. And I said, you know, if you were in my shoes, you know, on a property like this, what do you think you would do? And I basically just asked for someone's opinion who I was doing a little bit of real estate. He was on the agent side, but at least I was just trying to ask questions. And he gave me a great advice. He said, you know what? This house is a pretty good property. It obviously needs work, but it's not, it's pretty much move-in ready. So he said, I think you can just get a regular FHA loan for this property for the price that we're asking. And so I said, okay, let's go do it. I went that day. And I said, there was an agent. I said, do you have anybody you recommend for getting a loan? And he said, yeah, sure, call this guy. I called the guy. I had no idea how to apply for a loan. Now, there's a couple things I'm trying to tell you here. Two things. Number one, again, I'm going to keep reiterating this because I think this is one of the hindering blocks that stops so many people from investing in real estate. And that is you allow this idea, this concept to creep in your head that you have to know every last detail about real estate investing before you make the investment. And that's why you're not investing. Okay, that's why you're not investing, because you're not going to know that. It's humanly impossible. But you use that as your crutch of why you're not investing in real estate, like so many people do. I was in Fort Lauderdale this weekend, and 50, 60 people there. And I would dare say that, I don't know, 70% of them are not going to do anything in real estate. They want to do stuff in real estate, but they're not going to. The second thing that I'm telling you in this little segment here is it's important to ask questions. Okay, so first, understand you're not going to know everything. Second, ask the questions, okay? Someone knows the answers to the questions. You just got to start asking people the questions. So when I got out there, I started asking the questions, figuring things out. You know, how do I get this loan? I got the loan, right? And so I was at the property sort of the day, I guess maybe about a week before closing, I'm at this property. And this is when I knew I could be successful at real estate. And this is going to come across a little bit maybe weird, but this is when I knew, you know what, I can do real estate. And I hadn't even done my first, I hadn't even bought my first deal, but I knew I could do real estate because when I got to the property, I was with my agent and the buyer showed up. I'm sorry, the seller showed up. And this seller shows up and he was getting some stuff out of the property. And I thought he owned the, I thought he was, you know, I had like lived in the property. And so me and him began to chat. Old man and very nice guy, but very, very elderly. And so me and him begin to chat, and I find out he's 78 years old. And I'm under the impression he lived here and he was moving out. So I was very cautious of the situation. I didn't understand the whole premises of what was going on. Me and him begin chatting, right? Now, this is an overgrown property. You know, it needs a lot of work. And me and him begin chatting. Next thing I know, he tells me that he's an investor. And I remember being blown away at the age of 22, thinking that this 78-year-old man thereabouts was investing in real estate. He's like, yeah, I bought this as a tax lien property. And, you know, a couple years ago, I bought a handful of them, and this one never got redeemed. And, you know, I don't want to mess with the rehab side of it, so I figured I'd just sell it off. And I put it at a good price, and you bought it within a day. And I remember saying a thing to myself at 22 years old. Here I am 22, and here this guy is at 78. If I can spend the next portion of my life investing, you know, if this guy at 78 can go out there and learn and figure out and invest in real estate, okay, so can I. So let me stop using excuses that I had came up with in the past to not get involved in real estate, and let me go get involved in real estate. Again, 12 years later, I look back and think, man, the decisions that I made back then got me to where I'm at today. So two things I want you to take away right now real quick is, number one, make sure that you're always networking, and number two, make sure you're always asking questions that you don't have the answers to. Coming back right after break, I'm going to talk to you more about how you can make money in real estate at the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it, right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I'm sort of just walking through this first deal that I did, that I ever did in my life down in Roswell, Georgia. And sort of showing you the process of how I got started, how you can get started, and not so much the nuts and bolts maybe today like I normally do on the Monday shows where I give you try to break down things and give you really detailed information on nuts and bolts. Right now I'm just trying to give you the philosophy of how you get started and why you get started and how important it is to take those first actions. And, you know, again, I always say this because it drives me crazy. But I've got some friends that from college that since college, about my senior year when I started really diving into real estate, learning it, since college they have talked to me, asked me questions, texted me, asked to come to one of my events for free, anything you could imagine, right, they've asked for. And you know what? I gave it to them. I said, sure, you want to come to an event? Here's a free event. Do you know that every single free event that I gave my friends where I was teaching for 4 days – on how to make money inside of real estate, where people would leave that room and go out and invest in real estate. Every single time I gave one of my friends from college that I personally knew a ticket and said, hey, you know, everybody else has paid $1,000, $2,000, whatever it was, I'm going to give you this ticket for free. You seem like you keep talking to me about real estate. Come on in. Man, me and you will hang out. I'll take you to dinner afterwards. Me and you can talk real estate, and I'll help you get started in real estate. You know what? Not one of them ever showed up. Not one of them ever showed up to the free event. And part of it is because they know when, you know, they get there, they're going to run out of excuses, because right now they're able to use excuses. Well, I don't have this. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have this. But when you get there and you got someone in front of you that's done hundreds and hundreds of deals that's walking through the process, now all of a sudden you run out of excuses. And so the last thing you want to do is actually show up to the event, because then what are you going to do? So anyways, again, it's just these steps, these blocks that are in front of us as real estate investors. Back to that property that I did. You know, I went out there and I didn't know everything. I met the elderly gentleman that had bought the property, that was still investing at age 79, loving life, loving investing. And I thought, man, if this guy's investing, then so can I. You know, if a guy 79 years old can get out here and make money inside of real estate and do real estate investing, then so can I. And I began real estate investing, and that is one of my very first deal that I ever did. I ended up flipping that property. So a little bit later, I hired a contractor. And it goes along with everything else. Let me explain something to you. Did I know anything about contracting? I had no clue. Matter of fact, I'll tell you where I found my first contractor. I was driving home from that house. I went there several times trying to figure out what we're going to do to it before I closed on it, right? I knew the importance of getting the job done quickly. So before I ever closed on it, I kept going to the house, figuring things out. What we're going to do here, we're going to take this out, we're going to take this out. I was on my way home, driving home, stopped at a gas station, and saw a, what do they call, a box truck. Sort of like a moving truck, except for it's not, you know, for moving or anything. It's just a box truck for contractors. And a guy's information was along the side of it, and it was sort of I'll be nice and say a B-level sticker job he had on his truck there. It was not professionally done, and that, truthfully, that's who I was looking for. I was looking for the guy that had his, you know, a four-door dually wrapped with a matching trailer that was going to come out and do my construction site, because I can never afford that. I could afford it, but I wasn't going to make any money on the deal, right? And so I was looking for the contractor that had a work truck, that new construction, that you know, was just going from job to job doing his job. And that's where I met my first contractor, was at a gas station. But how did I meet him? Because I got out and I got involved. I went out and put a property under contract. I went out and said, okay, this is what I'm doing. Now, what's my next step? I'm about to buy a property. What's my next step? Oh, I need a contractor. Let me start looking for contractors. And everywhere I went, I was taking number downs everywhere I went when I saw. I mean, I was chasing, stalking vans. It sounds creepy, right? But, you know, vans would pass by, work vans, and I would see that they had a name and number on them. Man, I would turn around, make a U-turn, and try to chase that van down and write the information and give them a call later because I was looking for contractors. But all that happened because I got out there and I started doing real estate. On that deal right there, I flipped the property. I made about $32,000 on my very first real estate deal, and that's how much I knew. Okay. Now, again, I'm not going to reiterate the whole thing again, but you know how much I believe in education. But you also see the importance of just getting out there and doing it. Okay. I heard a quote from somebody, and I can't remember if it was on the air or not. When I interview a lot of great investors here on the radio, and I couldn't remember if it was it's someone on the air or somewhere else. But he said the majority of people either lie about their first deal or they got lucky on their first deal. Okay, meaning that if you make money on your first deal or you tell someone that you're making money on your first deal, you're either lying about it or you got lucky on it. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's a very true statement. And for me, I got lucky. I still look back and think that was the easiest flip. After all these flips I've ever done in my entire life, that was the easiest one I ever did. I just got lucky on that deal. Okay, if I would have lost money, you learn and you keep going. And if I made money, I learned and I kept going. And that's what it takes to become a real estate investor. You have to be willing to step out there, educate yourself, absolutely, 100%. I believe in hiring mentors if it was me. And I'm telling you, what would be your next step? My next step to you would be hire a mentor. But make sure your mentor is actually a legitimate trainer, not just an investor. Okay, we went through that whole process earlier. I don't want to talk about it again. But hire a mentor, educate yourself, and then go get involved. I mean, it's like Monday, and I just want to scream to my top of my lungs, you know, go get involved, go get involved. That's what your next step. Go get involved. That's your next step. Stop thinking about it. Stop talking about it. Stop. Just go get involved. And maybe for you, right, involvement is pick up the first book about real estate. Maybe you want to order mine. Or maybe for you, the next step is, you know what, you've been sitting there, you have been educating yourself for so long, and maybe your next step is you need to start attending some meetings and actually start networking with some people. Or maybe your next step where you're at is you should be putting offers on properties. Wherever your next step is, take the time, take action, and get involved in that next step. That's how you're going to get involved in real estate. I'm going to tell you more about my story on some other radio shows. A lot of cool things happening throughout my 12 years of investing, and I want to share some of those stories with you. One thing I want to cover, don't forget, is that 12 years later, I became the founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, and I want you to join. Do I want you to join because it benefits me? No, because I know how it feels to be in your shoes where you want to make money, you want to get started in real estate, you know you can be successful at it, you just don't know where to go. I want to help you in that, and that's why we started the National Association of Real Estate Investors, which is also known as NAREI, N-A-R-E-I. We being me, I come and teach you every single week on air. I teach you the steps and the strategies of how you can make money in real estate. Call 1-800-537-3440, 1-800-537-3440 to join NAREI.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Kordal Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewkordal.com.